there's a lot of discussion, you know, prior to the national tournament game about, you know, the fact that the Big 12 got shortchanged, and maybe part of the reason was we didn't have a Big 12 title game. There seemed like there was discussion about that for a while, and it seems like it's kind of waned. Where are we at on that, or is there even any interest in it now?
Well, there was some interest percolating after the College Football Playoff Committee meetings a couple weeks ago, and we actually had Big 12 meetings a week after that, and we discussed it again. But if you recall back in December, when things worked out on that championship Saturday, that Baylor and TCU both just missed it being in that Final Four, there was a bunch of talk about it, and we had an AD's meeting scheduled in New York next Monday, and we really took a pretty balanced approach to it, which is that 1 year does not predict the trend. And we really, going into that Saturday, we were in a position where, with a couple bounces of the ball, TCU and Baylor both would have been in the 14 playoff. And for that matter, K-State could have been in the top 11 and been in one of the Access Bowls. We were the next one out behind Arizona. So even though it was very disappointing, obviously, that we didn't have a team in, it's the consensus of the ADs and the schools and the Big 12 that our model has great promise. And it's too soon to just give up on that model just because things didn't work out our way. We certainly have all experienced and remembered when having a championship game was an absolute, unqualified, devastating issue for schools, including Kansas State, in 1998. And then before I came to K-State, I was at Tennessee. And in 2001, Tennessee should have been in the national championship game, but they lost a rematch to LSU and got knocked out of it. So it can hurt you just as easy as it can help you. And I think we'll continue to watch it. And, if time goes by and it becomes evident that there's more advantage than disadvantage to having a championship game, we'll explore it.
This last year, K-State, another great year financially and also with your programs there, and also introducing women's soccer for the 2016 season. I guess kind of spin this year-round and what it's been like in Manhattan.
Well, it's been a great year. Frankly, we'd like to win more, right? But we have won a lot. We won a bunch of Big 12 titles this past weekend in track. We finished second in women's track. We're right behind Texas, which is we were leading the whole thing. And then at the end, they got too much on the sprints. Clearly, women's basketball, I think we improved by 6 or 7 wins versus the previous year. Men's basketball, we had frustrating years, no question. But we also had some outstanding wins. And I'm really proud of the way Coach Weber has approached kind of the next step in our program, which is to clearly we lost a little bit in terms of our how we approach the game, and I really believe it's to his credit that we won as many games as we did. But that included beating KU again, the second year in a row at home we've beaten KU, and so it's good to see that trend, which I guess for a long time, 18 years or something like that, where K-State won once, it's starting to even out a little bit. So football, Coach Snyder did an incredible job this past year to take our team to 9 wins and really be just a couple plays away from a couple more. So I'm pleased with the direction we're going. I think we got great coaches. We're in a rebuilding mode in women's tennis with our new coach. We're excited about Danielle. We have a new women's soccer coach. We'll start playing in 2016. And then in the baseball perspective, we had a great win tonight over Oklahoma. And I think there's a really good corollary or metaphor between baseball and basketball, because last year baseball had an incredibly disappointing year, fallen well short of expectations, finished last in the conference. And so what Coach Hill has done this year, we had really significant roster turnover last year because we had to get our culture back. And all of a sudden, we moved from 9th to 6th. We're playing, we're winning, we increased our conference wins, and we can feel it, and we know it's getting better in baseball. And I think this time next year we'll feel the same way in basketball, men's basketball.
And also Vanier Complex, I know that's one of the biggest projects on campus in the athletic department there. What are some of the big amenities, highlights that maybe not too many people know about this Vanier Complex?
Well, the two most important things about the Vanier Complex is, number one, student-athlete experience, and number two, fan experience. And when I say fans, it is not a building with a bunch of luxury suites and club seats, although those are important to have. Yeah. This building is about all of our fans, because the north end zone seating continues to be general admission seating for our family plan season ticket holders. The access that our north end zone fans will have to the amenities on the west side is going to be far enhanced. The new video board in the northwest corner is awesome. It's bigger than the video board we have in the south. So those aspects for our fans are really going to be transformative. And then for our student athletes, I walked through the building this morning, and I hadn't been in about 3 weeks. And each time you walk through it, you see so much progress. And what it reminds you is that it's going to be an awesome building. And our student athletes, we're going to use that building 24/7, 365 days a year. All of our teams will use it. All of our teams will benefit from it. It's efficient. It's very nice. It's not ostentatious because that's not who we are. But in terms of doubling our strength and conditioning space, doubling our academic learning space, having direct access from the building into our Ahern Fund performance table in the West Stadium Center. You know, you put all that stuff together, we look pretty good, you know. And one of the things that Coach Snyder taught us in goal number 12, no self-limitations, it's okay for us to aspire to be world-class in every aspect of our program, just like we aspire to be world-class in every aspect of our university with a brand-new business school under construction and a huge College of Engineering expansion and et cetera.
And also, of course, I know the new thing, the soccer you touched base on, they're starting to get things going, getting some players signed up for the 2016 season. Were you surprised maybe the overabundance of excitement or more excitement than maybe anticipated about the soccer program?
The excitement about soccer has been really gratifying, not surprising, because we knew, it's the most popular sport in the world, right? There are 290 schools in Division I out of 350 Division I schools that play women's soccer. We're the only school in the Big 12 without women's soccer. Kansas City in the state of Kansas are kind of the epicenter of U.S. soccer now. So we knew there was interest. What has been most exciting about it to me, other than the fact that we've hired an awesome coach who's already doing a great job, we have six players that have been signed for this year who will not play this year because we don't have a team yet. We have one that'll run track. She's a track athlete, too. But what's been really interesting is how many people who are K-State fans, right, but maybe they didn't have that close of affinity with football or with basketball or whatever. They're soccer people. And now that they've got an option to support K-State in soccer, they're fired up. You know, we have a founders club for K-State soccer, and we have members from 32 states already have joined our founders club. And when we had our facility groundbreaking last weekend, you know, the people that came, and we've made a public announcement, the people that came to it, it was like a whole, not a new set of K-State fans, but just a set of K-State fans that have a new thing to be passionate about. And that's really cool. And I believe with Coach DeBeany, I have to slow him down. He's talking about winning the Big 12 our first year, and I'm trying to tell him it's a pretty tough league, Coach. You're going to have to be patient. But I think in the long term, we'll be a Big 12 championship program.
How has it impacted recruiting for the brand-new facilities? Has that piqued interest in K-State athletics?
Well, I think K-State athletics has benefited, especially over the last 5 years. If you look back 5 years ago to where we are now from a television exposure standpoint, the Big 12 has incredible exposure on ESPN and Fox. And our games are not buried on a conference network like the Pac-12 network that very few people see. So there's more awareness, and Kansas State has played really well in that time, both in basketball and football and women's basketball and everything else. So as a result, I think there's a heightened awareness of Kansas State nationally. And then you got a lot of people wearing purple out there. I think that makes a difference. You know, one I had a recruit's mother say to me on a tour, she said, "Everything's new here." And that was really cool. It was really a gratifying comment to hear. Certainly we had a brand new basketball training facility that was 3 years old now. But then, you know, they noticed that we got a new business school going up and a new college of engineering, and there's so many new hotels in Manhattan and restaurants. I mean, a hotel count has doubled, room count has doubled in the 5 years, 6 years I've been there. Mm-hmm. New restaurants and new roads, and I mean, just everything's new. New airport terminal. I mean, you name it. So that kind of momentum and enthusiasm and excitement is really, really, really fun and exciting to be part of. And, I think we're going to – we haven't peaked. You know, there's a lot of places and a lot of schools. They peaked. And they try to say they haven't, but they haven't. I mean, they have. And in our case, we haven't peaked yet. We haven't reached our peak. And it's really, really exciting to be continuing on the climb with the entire K-State Nation, which, continues to grow every year. We have 215,000 friends and alumni coast to coast and internationally. The median class year for K-State alumni is 1991. So you're talking about a relatively young fan base or alumni base. And so, in my opinion, the best is yet to come for Kansas State University under President Schultz's leadership in K-State 2025. And, of course, thank Bill Snyder for everything he's done and continues to do for Kansas State.